Welcome. I keep forgetting that we are on video already. Similar to last week, we are
correct.
Going to decrease the energy. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Back in a Man,
the podcast that recaps Drag Race franchises, especially Drag Race Philippines, from a Pinoy queer superfan lens, kasi beka naman pwede, di ba?
At beka naman pwedeng may video na rin ngayon.
Again, part 2, the sequel.
Correct. So we are still trying to get used to the video of it all, but I am really loving this.
Correct. Lalo na ngayon, today we have a multi-camera setup. I have my camera here, we have a camera there, tapos meron din doon.
Correct. Hi. Po, para po lahat ng coverage namin ay covered na agad.
Correct.
Kasi alam naman po namin, maganda kami sa lahat ng angulo, so might as well flex it for everyone.
Correct. We now have faces for video, hindi lang tayo pang radyo.
Correct. So, we now we just had our makeover challenge.
Yes.
And I have to be very honest, the makeover challenges across all seasons are
all
across
franchises.
All franchises. It's my least favorite episode.
Yeah.
But having said that, this, I think, has been the best episode of the season so far.
It was really good, parang storyline episode.
Uh-huh.
We get to catch up with queens who've been quite absent from the edit from the past few episodes, namely like Bernie and Ovi, you know, who are the top two of this week.
Uh-huh.
We get to get a bit more. We had an emotional moment with Jade. We had a moment with Kat that kind of softened her up.
Yes.
It just gives everyone the right amount of airtime for this late in the competition.
Yes, and I think a big factor then why I think this episode was really, really something I remember in such positive light is because I think ang biggest strength ng cast nito is really the TV-ness of it all.
Yes.
And I think the editors did a really great job of just showcasing that, similar to what you said earlier. So, yeah, I wasn't expecting to love this episode.
Parang we have a really great cast dynamic from this season. That's, you know, that's like the talk of the town na ang colorful, to say the least, ng cast this season. There's a lot more like different variations of relationships throughout the cast. And we kind of get to see that a bit more with new people coming into the workroom with them. So we get to see, you know, other sides. For example, like the softer sides nga, I really came to appreciate how the narrative gave softer sides to both Kat and Ovi, who've been, you know, kind of feisty in the competition.
Yes. And also, we got her story again with our very first ever lip sync for the win. This has only been done like really just a few times in Drag Race history. Of course, ang pinaka-recent, I think, was Diabetti versus Lady Camden in the Daytona Winds challenge in season 14.
Before that, in season 12, we got two lip sync for the wins at the start of the season.
Yes, so I think this particular twist this week, I think they earned it because walang talagang tapon. Walang tapon for me this week.
Correct. Tsaka parang, it was just nice na, you know, the Golden Gaze, it's basically an advocacy episode.
Yes.
And to kind of just help celebrate all of the Golden Gaze that, you know, participated in the challenge, eh di walang uwi sa kanila na shit yung nag-alaga sa akin, natanggal ko.
Correct.
Walang ganong feeling. Parang, everyone was just celebrated and I love that.
Yeah, sobrang GV niya. And I think thematically what was really powerful for me sa episode na to is, you know, you have these older gays, more mature gays, but still wanting to entertain. That very Becky thing of like, I'm gonna be that bitch is still very present in such charismatic ways, even when they're already in their 70s. Or I think we have someone in his 90s already.
Yes.
So I think that part was just really, really good. Again, I really love this episode.
And there's also, again, subtle callbacks to season 1. So as we know, our current reigning winner, Precious Paula Nicole, one of her like biggest advocacies throughout her reign has been, you know, creating shows, creating opportunities for the Golden Gays.
Yes.
Giving them like charity shows, benefits. And also, if you recall, Silhouette from season 1 was very vocal about, you know, wanting to push the history of the paper dolls. And in this episode, we actually got one of the original paper dolls.
Yes. So the tapestry, again, is tapestrying. We are also going to be doing a different kind of recap this week because, you know, we have had the great fortune of mm-hmm. not having anyone go home. Mm-hmm. So I think similar to what we did a few weeks ago, we are again going to take a look or a closer look at everybody's edits, how they did this week, how they're doing so far. And I think ultimately, the pinaka-important question to ask, what is the path for them to get to the finale? Because I think we really only have two competitive episodes left, episodes 8 and 9. And then after that, it's the Lollapalooza lip-sync battle for what I think is still going to be a top 4.
Yes. So, but before we get into that, can we talk about, like, really quickly this mini challenge?
I mean,
you have a lot of feelings about this mini challenge.
I have a lot of feelings about mini challenge. I mean, I get it. This is probably like a global sponsorship, so mandated na tong execution na to. But sobrang na-miss ko yung mga palarong pangkalye lang. I mean, nasayang siya. Like, wala na. We could have played patintero, tagu-taguan ng confidential funds. Ang dami pa natin pwedeng laro yung mga national pastime, di ba?
Maganda pa tayo, TikTok dances, kaldagan, ganyan.
Correct. I mean, ang dami pang pwedeng magamit, but I don't know. I mean, I get it. The money na binigay ni Norvina, of course, helps fund the season. But, I mean, medyo no miss tayo ever since episode 1. The mini challenges have been killing it. I'm just quite sad that the ball was dropped on episode 7.
Tawang-tawa lang ako na, well, for one, Miss Jane is obviously more invested in Norvina than she is in Marcel Soriano.
Totoo, alam naman natin.
Mas kilala niya, yung reaction ni Jane mas genuine, para, oh my God, I love Norvina Slay. Tapos, si Arizona and si Hannah Beshi, tinagalog naman si Norvina.
Correct. So, ganun talaga.
Ano siya, for this episode, siya si Norvina Morales.
Correct. And actually, Norvina has been medyo omnipresent na po siya sa mga Drag Race franchises. Correct. Nung last guesting niya or last appearance niya on season 15, like, full draga siya. Correct. Nahalala ko yung itsura nun. So, wag po kayong magulat kung sa season 3, nandun na po si Norvina at nagtatagalog na po siya saying, mahal ko kayo. Because it will most likely happen.
Honestly, yung mini-challenge na to, ang goal lang niya was pahirapan si Miss Jade today. Kasi,
I know.
Jade had to do her makeup thrice. Like, she had to do it before she entered the workroom. She had to do it for the challenge. And since we only got one day to do the makeovers, which that's what I have strong feelings about. Jade had to do her makeup thrice and her makeover partner's makeup. So pinagod lang talaga nila yung kamay ni Miss Jade.
Yes, so we love you, Miss Jade, but we'll talk about that later on. So I guess at this point, we'll go on a break already para later. Dire-diretso na po ang aming analysis of the edit and the leaderboard, so we'll be back.
And we are back. Sorry, nilamig ako ng slide. Tapos, you know, I had to let my hair down to get comfortable to read these girls.
Sabi ko kay Chanel, oh my God, umuulan sa labas. Sabi niya, oh my God, perfect, magja-jacket ako sa loob ng studio.
So, yeah, kasi nilamig eh.
Yeah, we love impracticality. Of course, before we move on to our recap, we would like to thank our sponsors for this week. We have Relax.
Without which, hindi makapag-vape couture si Arizona Brandy.
Yes, and nagbabalik po silang sponsor. Dahil last year pa lang po, spinonsoran na po nila ang aming kabaklaan. So it's nice to have them back. We also have a new sponsor this week. We have But First Coffee. I'm sure y'all mm-hmm. are very familiar with their very affordable and delicious coffee and creation. So marami pong salamat.
Correct. Thank you so much, But First Coffee, for keeping this caffeine-dependent person caffeinated.
Correct. And also, this is your invite to come to our Episode 8 viewing party. I'm not sure kung na-reveal na, pero i-reveal na rin natin. Mm-hmm. I think it has something to do with some sort of a branding challenge, infomercial mm-hmm. challenge. So I think we're getting another first for the challenge. We also have Hannah Beshi, Ovi Kant, Miss Jade Saw, and Didi Holiday, and Shiwarma on our yes. viewing party for September 20.
So ano tayo, crossover, parang yung makeover ni Jiggly.
Totoo yan. So now let's get into our recap. So similar to what we mentioned earlier, we did say, now we're going to mix things up for this week. So we're going to do a leaderboard kind of analysis. Yes. Hihinaan ko lang po ang Mac namin na hindi po sponsored. So kung meron po diyang nagtatrabaho sa Mac,
Bekenemen.
Both cosmetics and electronics game naman po.
Correct.
But yeah, so we're doing a leaderboard recap this week. So we'll analyze number one, how they did this week. Number two, how they're doing so far. And number three, what we think is their path to the finish para they get a spot in that coveted Final Four lip sync showdown.
Correct. So first up, we have, unfortunately, you know, we gotta name the bottoms. And she has been in the bottom twice, so we have Miss Jade and her makeover partner for this episode, Miss Chloe LaRusso.
I loved Miss Jade's makeover or twinning look. I feel like siya yung pinaka-lutang kasi siya yung may pinaka-out-of-the-box concept.
Correct.
Out of everyone. I do think it's in the parang quirky, crafty, campy side of things. This definitely, I think, doesn't have the same level of polish na mga baon ni Miss Jade. I'm not sure kung ako lang ba yun, but do you also see that?
I was about to say, parang, it could have been, the execution of, like, the big breast could have been a bit cleaner just to match everything else. Because, you know, Miss Jade, she has the Swarovski crystals, she has the ostrich feathers, and then there's just, like, kind of lumpy bulge in front of her and her makeover partner. So parang hindi na-appreciate the rest of the details of the look. But I think it was very smart to, you know, they wanted drag family resemblance. They came as a pair of boobs. Yeah. Magkamukha naman na maata yung boobs na yon. It was a very smart concept to have in a makeover challenge where, you know, everyone's just gonna bring matching outfits from home. Kasi, ayun nga, we have one day to do the makeover challenge. Like,
so it just has to, it just needs to fit that very limited time for that schedule. But I think a big reason why this works is because Miss Jade has consistently branded herself as Mother Suso. And I think, you know, in order for branding to work, you need to be doing it consistently. And because she's been doing it consistently and effectively all season long, this particular concept works.
I mean, speaking of all season long, have you seen her interviews during the preview ball?
Oh my God. So, ako po, sasabihin ko na, minessage ko po si Jade nung preview na video na nakita. Sabi ko, alam mo ikaw, yung mga improv games natin, ginawa mo lang silang...
Ginawa niyang ano, life mottos.
Ginawa po siyang life motto. That's actually an improv game. We call that gibberish poet. So, correct. Ganun na ganun po yung game. Basically, you have someone talking in gibberish and then you have...
You translate
it however you want to. So, sabi ko kay Jade, sana hindi na lang kita tinuruan mag-improv. But yeah, I mean,
she's so unserious.
She's so unserious about it, but I'm so, so proud of her. And thank you for just, you know, continuing to be your fabulous alien self. But that's basically Jade for this week. I think we need to talk about how her journey has been so far.
Yes.
I think stats-wise, she really is the weakest out of the bunch. And a big part of that is because of the two bottom placements or the two lip sync for your life placements that she currently has.
And that she hasn't won a Rue badge yet.
Yes. Having said that, it is kind of hard to ignore the fact that Jade has been such a visible character all season long that somebody this visible is most likely in the end.
Uh-oh.
Just analyzing the edit.
Tsaka the judges love her. Like, even though she gets negative critiques about, like, her performance in a certain challenge, we can't deny that the judges love her aesthetic, the judges love her personality. She's been giving us great vulnerability that the judges also love. So, parang, there's not a compelling reason. Kumbaga, I'm just, like, thinking in the shoes of the judges, there's not a compelling reason to kick Jade out of the competition right now.
Yes.
But for her, I think, to... like, really solidify making it all the way to the end, she needs to bag a win.
Yeah, I believe that too. I feel like bagging a win will be the difference between maybe going home on episode 9 and, like, possibly securing a spot to Final Four. Because I think they already know that Miss Jade has the X factor. Miss Jade can bring in the drag. And she can be an effective performer given the right challenges. But I think just to sort of honor the integrity of the competition, uh-oh, they might really require her to have a win. So we will see.
Yes, because unlike the other two, we will talk about them later. Unlike the other two that don't have Rue badges yet, she's been consistently more safe or bottom placed kasi. Yes. So, you know, she kind of has to tip the scales and grab that Rue badge.
Yeah, but in terms of story though, I mean, I think it's probably Jade who we know the most.
Yeah.
Tayo mga viewer, especially with that very vulnerable moment pa on the main stage when she shared about really wanting to be there na for her mom because her mom was battling cancer. So, that actually made me cry.
Yeah. And like ako, like I've gone to Miss Jade's house a few times. I've met her mom a few times. Tapos natuwa lang ako na parang I didn't know this about her. Like, you know, even as a person, I didn't know this about her. And for her to share that vulnerable moment on TV and admit na, you know what, I didn't take good care of my mom when she was sick.
Yeah.
Like, that just makes her even more endearing. If you have not been endeared yet at this point, but like, how?
Yeah, and I think after this episode, dadami lang lalo ang mga Miss Jade fans.
Correct.
As if hindi pa sila madami. Dadami lang sila lalo because I think this particular tender moment was really compelling to watch.
So next up, we have Hannah Beshi. So, you know, we didn't get a clear bottom three for the episode because
we did get
a lip sync for the win. All the other four girls were kind of just like, okay, safe kayo, dun kayo sa likod, dun kayo sa malayo. And then we have Ovi and Bernie. But I do personally think that Hannah's was a bit on the weaker side.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're just going to have a technical top three, bottom three, I would have to put Hannah's makeover on the bottom side just because I didn't get a close bond between her and her makeover partner. When her makeover partner was asked about the experience, they kind of gave a more general answer.
Yeah.
And the look itself, though the concept is strong, you know, she's a self-made DIY crafty queen from CDO, and she brought in looks made out of Cortina that are matching. I just kind of na-lost ako dun sa leather part ng kay Hannah. Dun sa look niya.
I understand what you're saying. I think, unfortunately, lahat sila sa makeover episode, maganda yung mga baon nilang drag. Mm. Kung baga like, malinis lahat, klaro na nami-meet yung brief that it has to be a twinning look. So I think nagkataluhan talaga sa bond more than anything.
Yeah.
I think that's why, you know, the final two ended up being the final two lip syncing for the win because you just could really feel their bond. So yeah, I echo everything you said. Now, Hannah's journey so far, I think, is very interesting because I think we came from last week na meron siyang shot at possibly securing pa a spot in the final four to this week na I think in just one episode, tipong, yung chances niya got even slimmer. And if you just take a look at Hannah's track record, she's been killing it. It's just that timing, I don't know, judge's preference, I don't know.
She's kind of like been the runway queen for a lot of people, for a lot of the fan base that are watching Drag Race Philippines. Hannah's kind of like the runway favorite for a lot of people. Siguro din ako na disappoint sa makeover challenge because it wasn't as like conceptually strong as her other handang putahe sa runway.
Correct.
In terms of like her placement so far in the competition, she also needs a win really badly.
Uh-huh.
Kasi she's also been up and down. She's gotten this edit na, you know, a lot of queens have gotten that was in the bottom at the very start of the season. We've seen queens like Raven and Bimini rise to the occasion from like having a really bad start. But I just think medyo mabagal yung pag-ramp up niya. It's not fast enough. Like, hindi... She's not rising to the top quick enough. And in this episode, you know, having gotten so close to a Rue badge win, and then in this episode, not winning, it's kind of like,
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And I do think we would have been singing a different tune if Hannah won a badge last week.
Because
I think mas unshakable yung placement niya. Having said that, I do think that between Hannah and Jade, so we're placing Hannah sa fifth sa leaderboard natin, I do think na mas bibigyan ng judges ng free pass si Hannah to get to the end without a badge versus Jade.
Oo. I think just because Hannah's been a bit more consistent.
Yeah.
Like, after her bottom placement in the first episode, in her first episode, she hasn't really been in the bottom. She's been safe or high. Ngayon lang siya uli na, you know, bottom placement. We don't know for sure. So just in terms of consistency in the performances and in terms of the runways, parang I feel like the judges have enjoyed her concepts a bit more.
They have.
So parang Jay just has been in the bottom twice, just for the technicality of that.
I do want to see Hannah sa dulo because I think we've seen glimpses of Hannah being a really impeccable lip syncer. Mm-hmm. So I want to see Hannah in that parang really high pressure condition of like, if you are this close to the crown, like if you're gonna like pull all the stops and go all out, I would like to see how that looks like, sa totoo lang. Because viewing parties namin, Hannah has always been innovative, has always been such an original. So for, I want to see that on the Drag Race Philippines stage. So let's see.
Correct. Next up on the leaderboard is Arizona Brandy, who does have a Rue badge but has not been able to attain the same level of success since the very first episode.
Yes, and I think this is an interesting parang momentum to track because mm-hmm. Arizona had such strong, maybe hard to top weeks nung weeks 1, 3, and 4. That's the yung premiere niya, yung design challenge with that crazy lip sync, and then Snatch Game, a lot of people are still saying she was robbed. And then now, in just like 2 to 3 episodes, parang now is really not the time to kind of drop the ball or play safe or bottom because yung ibang mga contestants dito talagang, they are just shifting it to third gear, fourth gear, I don't know which gear, but you know, the next gear.
Her run right now is reminding me very much of Monet Exchange's run during her original season na great performances in the challenge, nadadali siya ng crunchy runways.
Yes. And I think she's been vocal about this sa Untucked. She knows. And I think we can almost sense the frustration na parang, I could have pushed the runway a little more had I had more resources. Uh-oh. And it really pains me to feel it this way because it is costing me the win. So I think alam niya yon. And plus points for Arizona for really being self-aware. She's not trying to say na parang I deserved XYZ better placement. So
sabi nga niya, perang-pera siya. Kasi nga wala na nga talaga. Wala na siyang pera.
But the performance this week with Tequila Sunrise, I think ikaw yung missing nilang family member.
Oh my God, yeah. The Orange Couture. Tapos, pahingi ako isang shot dyan.
Tapos si Jin Pomelo or ano
ba? Magpapaka-totoo ako sa aking canal roots, Weng Weng.
But you cannot deny that I think Arizona is still the most charismatic queen left.
And she can very much, kayang-kaya pa niya bumawi. She's in a position na, you know, if she really, kung swertihin siya na yung runway categories for the next couple episodes, yung mga napaghandaan niya na sobra, and she kicks it into full gear for the challenges, the Rue badges are still within her grasp. Yeah. I don't see her faltering, like, as in talagang lagapak anytime soon.
Yes. And up next, in third place ng ating leaderboard, we have Ovi Kant with yung kanyang partner na si Carmen De La Rue. Na, can I just say, this episode for me was the Ovi Kant episode. I know it was Bernie who won the challenge, but just from a story standpoint, from a display of drag, and just overall trajectory the whole episode, this was just Ovi dominating everything from top to bottom.
Correct. What I really liked about this episode talaga is how it kind of shifted focus back to Ovi and Bernie, who have been quite, you know, low-key in the edit for
but
the previous episode.
Consistent
still, yes.
Yeah.
That was what I was getting to na, in terms of like the three girls that don't have Rue badges yet, Ovi is the most compelling to bring into the top four just because Ovi has been in the top so many times. Yep. And it was just like, sayang naman. Just so close to the Rue badge.
In fact, that was a major plot point this episode na parang, again, ito na ba yon? Ito na ba yung badge? Unfortunately, hindi pa rin. But this was actually a major plot point this episode because it was set up at the top of the episode na eto na ba yung badge ni Ovi?
Correct. And you know, we dive into that whole like very endearing moment of, you know, she talks about her relationship with her grandparents that basically helped raise her. She gets into that storyline of her grandfather having passed away recently. Tapos, nung dumating tong si Miss Carmen De La Rue, reminded her of her relationship with her grandfather. Yeah. Tapos, sinabi pa na parang baka siya na yung swerte ko. And,
my God, yes!
It was just so, you know, we've seen OVB, the feisty cunt against Varushka.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen OV break down in tears because she was called trash in that one episode.
Yes.
We've seen OV kind of get frustrated that she gets so close to the Rue badge. And hindi pa rin talaga.
Yeah. And speaking of cunt, I feel like ito yung episode na nabuo yung C-U-N-T kay OV. I think the uniqueness, the nerve, and the talent, they've always been there. But I think a great display of charisma was just brought to the table for OV Kant because of yung tenderness and vulnerability this week yung sa kanyang partner. I mean, talk about, parang yung OV na tipong sobrang tender niya. Actually, ito yung OV na kilala natin.
Yes.
Kasi I think, you know, meron siyang certain exterior or matigas na image na kailangan i-put forward, which we understand. Pero ito yung kilala naming OV sa backstage. Ganito kakulit, ganito kakengkoy. So I'm really happy that finally everybody gets to see.
Yes. And I think also parang for the viewers naman, they just really get to see a more relatable person.
Yep.
Kasi, you know, taking care of our grandparents is a very Filipino culture thing. So I think a lot of people will relate to OV in this way, in the way that she cares for her grandparents, in the way that she cares for Miss Carmen. And just the looks. Yeah. I mean, my thing about makeover challenges is baon siya.
Yep.
Like, no matter what bond you build with your makeover partner, you're still putting them in something that you thought of and didn't really collaborate with them.
Yeah.
Kaya medyo frustration ko yung isang araw lang yung binigay for the makeover challenge. Wala man lang 2 days to bond. Wala man lang time to be like, okay, my makeover partner doesn't like what I brought. Let me quickly make a backup. Uh-huh. Walang ganun eh. Yeah. Like, that's what, you know, we talked about this in UK 4.
Mm-hmm.
That the makeover challenges need to be more collaborative with their makeover partner. That being said, the look still complemented both of them really well. And it was so immaculate that ang sakto ng gold and silver.
Yes, ang sakto ng gold and silver. And I think this particular silhouette and style is still something OV is showing to display variety and versatility. This might be the most traditional silhouette that OV has shown us, and I like it that it comes at this episode. So, Mama, she's giving you range, she's giving you talent already.
Sumabit lang talaga sa lips.
Correct. Sumabit sa lip sync, but I think if it's a matter of parang is OV worthy to be in the top four, if we make a top four ngayon pa lang, and I think the answer to that is definitely all caps yes.
Yes. I mean, the 3 Rue badge winners and then OV, it sounds about right just at this point in the competition.
Yes. Up next, second place po sa aming leaderboard is Captivating Katkat. And you know, we haven't been in short supply of compliments and admiration for Katkat. We really just, medyo right now, shoe in a si Katkat for me sa top 4. Let's just say it.
I mean, like, she was the first to get 2 Rue badges. I think na-inch out lang siya ni Bernie ng slide, and we'll get to that later on. Uh-huh. But Katkat has been quite dynamic.
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of the fan base, you know, has changed their mind about her just because, you know, if we have a Monet in Arizona, I think we have a trinity in Katkat na talagang is just killing it at the competition and at the show, at the reality TV aspect of it.
Sabi nga sa isang Billboard chart-topping song, di ba? Subukang kilalanin and you'll love Katkat forever. So, and I think that is what's happening. I love it na I think yung final wig that they revealed into, yung medyo shiny.
Yeah, the tinsel wigs.
Tinsel wigs. I think ginamit niya rin yun sa show natin.
Yung,
I think, the Pride show. So it's nice to see that there. But even if I think hindi masyadong visible si Katkat sa edit natin this week, I think you cannot deny na she still did really well.
She still made the most of what she had prepared, which was, you know, the 2 turban and kaftan looks that reveal into these like space agent tinsel wig moments. Medyo naalala ko lang si, naalala ko si Princess Poppy in The Blue.
Medyo ganon.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a stellar performance from Kat-Kat, but we have seen amazing runway moments from her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do know that she is capable of serving it, yes, on the runway.
Yes.
She's obviously capable of serving it in the challenges. Kasi even the one time she was in the bottom for the Rusical, it was even like a medyo confusing Pareg. Bottom placement.
It's very unclear, yeah.
So she has been, I think, the most consistent player in the cast. It's just that I think Bernie has silently been more consistent. Correct.
But I think what's great is you see here si Kat-Kat being the oldest queen in the cast, like being the best, somebody seasoned, finally getting her flowers. And I think for me, that's always a great story to watch. So I love it na more and more Kat-Kat fans are coming out of the closet. Because correct. I think talaga, ang galing niya, ano bang magagawa natin?
I mean, we can't deny. Like, say what you want about the person outside the show, but the person inside the show has just been like really good TV and really good competition.
Amen. And of course, ito na po ang aming number one sa leaderboard, ang ating pangbansang Diday, si Bernie. And it's nice, parang... I don't think everyone has Bernie as their number one sa leaderboard. But if you take a look at the point system, all the track record accounts on Instagram, you see Bernie number one. It's such a delightful surprise to know na parang, oh my God, she's doing the best.
Yun kasi nga parang in the past few episodes, she's been so out of it in the edit, but she's also consistently in the top. Yeah. Parang the one time I remember Bernie being safe, not in the top, not even bottom, as in just safe was yung untok nila ni Hannah and Jade.
Yeah, yeah.
But outside of that, parang I think she's been in the top for almost every episode.
Yep. And I mean, this week, talk about the stars aligning. You get a partner who is very much familiar with runway presentations. Yung baon niya na gown fit both of them like a glove. Mm. It looked like they knew each other from lifetimes ago pa. And then when we got that lip sync for the win this week, Bernie just was just having fun and showing everyone how great of a showgirl and performer she is. So it all just fell into place.
When they both walked out on that runway, the first millisecond, nakita ko pa lang yung silhouette na parang, it's this like evening gown moment with big crowns and pageant hair that was already so spectacular. And then take into account yung like Bernie's moment of, you know, Bernie and Kat-Kat are the more seasoned performers here. Sila yung pinakamatanda sa group basically. And then Bernie had this moment of like, aabot pa ba ako sa ganyang edad?
Yeah.
Aabot pa ba ako sa ganyang kalakas at that age? Which is, you know, a reality as drag performers. I mean, drag queens are basically, we're cars. We are, ano yun? Something asset?
Fixed asset?
Hindi, ano yun? Devaluing?
And depreciation?
Drag queens are depreciating assets. We're like a car na the more that you use us, the more miles we get in, the kind of lower our value. Because, you know, we are human people. We do age. We're not going to be able to do the same things 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And that is a reality that you're going to face, especially at, you know, at that point in your career, you've been doing it for like almost 2 decades, yeah. a decade and something years. But at some point, may isip mo yun na para hanggang kailan ko to kayang gawin. And then you have this makeover partner who at their age is still, you know, still holds true to their heart as a performer, is still performing as much as they can with the golden gaze. So it's just a nice moment to, you know, call back to Bernie in the competition. Like, she's still here. She's still killing it. You might just not see her as much in the edit because she's a bit more of the pacifist, a bit more of the, like, peacemaker in the room. Mm-hmm. But she's still here and she's still eating it up quietly.
Yes, and... you know, now that you mentioned that, I think, medyo sidebar lang, I think why this episode was so, so good, I think, is thematically, it was about your legacy. Whether you are in your 80s or you're still trying to create your legacy now by joining a reality competition show, I think it was so good. I think that's why I particularly love this episode. But yeah, that particular confessional from Bernie saying, pagkatapos itong lahat, kaya ko ba? Am I still going to, you know, offer my best self to them. Again, another tender and vulnerable moment that we got from Bernie. And it's great that, you know, our top two lip sync for the wins were so, were courageous enough to just really let their guards down.
Pero, I mean, nakuha niya yung kanta ng kapangalan niya, nung namesake niya, di ba? Kaya nga daw siya Bernie.
Bernie Barga.
Correct. Bernie Barrantes. Like, it was really, it was Bernie's episode. Yeah. Parang, as much as, you know, we dove deep into Ovi as a person, competitively, it was Bernie's episode.
Yeah, it was Bernie's episode. She really won that lip sync. I think, it the winner wasn't clear sa start. I mean, even if tanggalin mo yung naghubad si Ovi out of the equation, I think sa start, neck and neck siya. And then, you Bernie just had like the stamina or the grit needed to just keep pushing and emerge.
And I think just the mastery of the song. Yeah. I feel like, you know, it's a bit more appropriate for Bernie's age group. This is probably something that she's performed a lot. Like, just the way that she glided on stage, like, she knew every word, she knew every beat. Kabisado na yung kanta. She could be performing this in her underwear, in her sleep. Kaya niya. As in, ganun yung dating sa akin ni Bernie sa performance is, she knew the song like the back of her hand.
Yeah, that's true. And I think we can both agree na at this point, we don't see Bernie not being part of the top four. I mean, right now, like, some spots are already parang secured for the top four. And I think we're really looking at Bernie and Kat Kat as like, yung dalawang nandun, dalawa na lang talaga yung four grabs, I think.
But then again, there are still two competitive episodes left. A lot can happen in the two episodes. You know, a front runner might slip, baka bigla siyang ma-elbow sa lip sync.
Correct.
Like, the lip syncs are such a, it's such a great formula of Drag Race kasi it's what we do as drag queens, it's what we do as performers, we lip sync. But then, ang dami kasing mga wild card songs, ang daming pwedeng wild card tricks and stunts that can be pulled out. So we never know what's gonna happen in the next two episodes. We never know who's going to grab those Ru badges.
Yes. And thank God walang umuwi this week because I think all of us are heavily invested in the queens left in the competition.
This non-elimination episode could not have come at a more perfect time.
So thank you so much, Drag Race Philippines producers, for, you know, not letting anyone go home this week.
But that begs the question, meron pa ba tayong budget for a double shante?
Yun nga, kasi parang if you do the math, how do you get to four in 2 weeks? From six to four, if there are still, I don't know, if, ilan ba sila now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Malay mo, hindi nga tayo top 4. Malay mo, mag-tripping si Mama Pao. Top 3 na lang bigla.
Diba? So, yeah. Ilan ba sila na? Sorry. Four.
Six. One, there are six of them.
Six. Okay.
Oh, so, I mean, we never really know what's gonna happen in the next two episodes.
Yeah, but that's all the time that we have for you sa aming episode 7 recap. Many thanks again to HBO and HBO Go for, you know, always supporting us and making this video podcast happen. We are loving the season so far. Also, this is your invitation to join the Pakak Lip Sync Challenge. Ongoing ba po ang promo? And my God, the entry is...
Girl, I mean, let's just kind of give a shout out to a couple of the girls that have impressed us so far.
Yes.
I really love Miss Fasher Viva because she wrote and recorded her own verse to Boogsh. And then we have Miss Siren Desire, who took us into like such a music video fantasy. She was in a bathtub in drag, mama.
So the girls are, you know, giving it their all. So hindi pa po tapos ang pag-submit ng entry. So pwede pa po kayong sumali at pwede pa kayong mangkabog ng mga contestants. Because again, what's at stake here are basically VIP tickets to our finale viewing party. And of course, the grand winner is going to receive prizes worth over 50,000 pesos.
Oh my God. So it's not just... So last time we had the 17,500 peso package of a hair makeover and spa treatment. So nadagdagan ba ang ating papremyo?
Yes, nadagdagan po siya. So tingnan nyo na lang po sa feed namin ang mga detalye. And speaking of our feed, make sure you follow us on Instagram at Beckenham and Pod. Tickets to our episode 8 viewing party are still up for grabs. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast and Spotify. I am Baus Rufo on Instagram and hey, it's Baus on the TikTok.
I just want to shout out to my hairstylist, Miss Jonah Quinn, and the artist that made my look for today, Santi Obsena. I am at mix.chanel on Instagram and at mixchanel on Twitter. And we'll see you on the next video podcast.
Okay, Mix Chanel. So, of course, binabalik natin ang ating audio roots of getting...
Correct.
Of giving interviews, exclusive access, because our listeners deserve the best.
Yeah, that's why today we're doing a follow-up to our video podcast of episode 7 with a very, very special guest here in our Zoom room today. Please welcome back Bernie Diday.
Hello, everyone. Hello, mga Diday. Diday nyo pagod na.
Sinisig ka nga sa amin ni Bernie kanina na parang galing show kagabi. Sumugod pa daw siya ng Cavite ng 7:30 a.m. Oo.
True.
Pero di ba habang mainit-init pa, tuloy lang ang hataw.
Tama.
Correct.
Lubus-lubusin natin.
Okay, first of all, congratulations on your second Rue badge. Okay, I think more than the second Rue badge, I think for the second week in a row, number one ka sa lahat ng rankings ng mga fans. I think for this week, nag-tie ata kayo ni Kat Kat, but that means na ikaw pa rin ang queen to beat. Anong pakiramdam right now seeing yung work mo come to life and ganito pala kalakas yung binigay mo sa show?
Actually, hindi ko ine-expect talaga na magtatap ako sa track record. Hindi ko akalain na kaya ko pala yun. Saliit kong to. Kaya parang tama lang yata na binitawang ko yon na salita na wag niyo akong maliitin. Dahil ang maliit na ito, yung nakakapuwing din.
Tama.
Pero nakakatuwa kasi, yun nga, I think, pinag-usapan namin ito ni Mick Chanel na dahil consistent kang nasa top, parang hindi maiisip ata agad ng tao na ikaw yung number one sa track record. Pero pag nalaman nilang ikaw yung number one, parang, oh my God, of course! Sobrang welcome surprise siya, eh, nakakatuwa kasi nga ang sarap to root for you.
Kumbaga, sobrang consistent kasi ng performance mo na alam mo yun, mas bantay kasi ng mga tao yung mga up and down yung track record. Pero sa'yo, dahil consistent kang nasa top, parang nag-fly under the radar talaga yung pagka-number one mo ngayon.
Isko. Ayan ang mahirap kasi ngayon eh, di ba? Pag nasa top ka at na yung front runner ka, grabe yung expectation lalo ng tao, di ba? Yun yung mahirap. Yun yung tawag dito, parang hirap sa ang hirap. Paano ko ba ulit talagpasan yung ginawa ko last week? Parang ganun, 'di ba?
Gets.
Yan yung iisipin ng tao eh.
Correct.
Yan yung mahirap ngayon.
Correct. So, you won your second badge and I think deserve siya. Not just a final lip sync for the win, but I think that's a runway presentation. Siguro magtanong lang kami about yung naging bond nyo ni Amparing. Kasi sobrang damang-dama namin yung... Very special siya eh. Alam ko meron ka ng background with the Golden Gaze. Pero pwedeng i-describe mo pa sa amin kung ano yung dynamics nung naging relationship nyo habang nagpe-prepare for the runway.
Actually, maraming talagang suggestions si Mama Amparing. Kaso, sabi ko kay Mama, pinapaliwanagan ko siya na mga konti lang yung oras natin. Mm-hmm. Meron tayong 2 hours.
Oh my God!
2 hours lang yung binibigay sa atin. Sabi ko, may make-upan pa kita, mag-aayos pa tayo, magre-rehearse pa tayo. Kasi ang gusto ni Mama Amparing, gusto niya sumayaw kami ng konti, mag-ano kami. Sabi ko, Ma, parang hindi na natin kakayanin yung ganong eksena.
Wow.
Kasi sa tingin ko, kasi alam ko yung ano ko eh, yung ability ko eh, kung paano ko gagawin yung show eh. Sabi ko sa kanya ang ganun eh. Sabi ko, magusto ko ganito lang po tayo, ganito. Buti na lang yung partner ko na papakiusapan. Kasi medyo comedy nga lang talaga siya at nakakatawa na bigla niya akong babanata na, ikaw bahala sa buhay mo. Ma, sabi kong ganun yung gagawin ha. Sabi niya, joke lang. Ito naman, nak. Hindi ka naman mabiro. Mga ganun yung banat.
I love it.
Tsaka may isa pa akong kukwento. Yung kay Mama Amparing, baka si, may likas siya man loko. Katulad yung sinabi niya sa partner ni Ovi na, nung dumaan kami, sabi ni Ovi na, ready na kami. Sabi ni Mama Amparing, kailan siya hihiga? Ganun.
Oo nga.
Mahilig talaga magbiro si Mama Amparing. As in, kaya sabi ko, feeling ko si Mama Amparing may makakaaway to ngayon dito. Hindi nga ako nagkamali. Sa antak pala, yung antak nila ni yung nanay ni
Correct.
Ni Kat-Kat. At away talaga
Oo.
sila.
Grabe.
Kakaloka.
Nagkaroon na sariling antok-tang Golden Gaze.
Mm-mm.
So as a follow-up question, buti sobrang swak na swak yung dala mo for the twinning and makeover challenge. Pero ano yung naging plan B mo in the event na like hindi magkasya or hindi siya komportable? Ano nang mga diskarte mo in place just in case yun nga hindi siya agad-agad swak?
Actually, ano na yan, pinag-isipan ko na yan. Nung ako yung nanalo sa mini challenge, sabi ko, ay may chance ako. Naramdaman ko na kagad sa sarili ko. Nung pinasok na nila yung Golden Gaze, sabi ko, hahanap ka agad ako ng pwedeng sumwak do sa bit-bit ko.
Yeah.
Yun kaagad yung unang inanap ko. Pero inisip ko din yung mga gusto ng queens kasi ayoko maging pangit yung show eh. Kasi gusto ko maging maganda yung show kasi feeling ko tong show na to is para sa Golden Gaze.
Yes.
Yung inisip ko eh. Kailangan maging maganda tong show na to. Tsaka yung una kaya sabi ko kaya sinabi ni Mama Pao na medyo malungkot ako. Malungkot talaga ako kasi ang gusto ko dun makita yung best friend ko, yung designer ko, tsaka yung drug mother ko. Yun yung gusto ko makita doon. Actually, sa kanila talaga swak yung damit na yun. Pati yung sapatos, yung wig, lahat. Kaya sabi ko nga, kasi gusto ko i-share kasi sa kanila yung ano ko, yung journey ko sa Drag Race, sa sobrang hirap na pinakita nila sa akin sa pagpe-prepare ko pa lang, sa sobrang support nila sa akin. Yun yung ano, kaya malungkot ako. Kaya ang sinabi ko na lang doon, yung nakita ko yung Golden Gaze. Sumama na rin yung lungkot ko na nakita ko sila na dati nakikita ko na sila sa Obar at show kami para sa kanila. Ngayon kasama ko na rin sila sa journey ko sa Drag Race.
Bongga.
So dun sa Untucked, nakita naman na parang at the end of Untucked, nagkanya-kanya kayong anim kasi nga hindi kayo sure kung sino mabobottom. Nagkanya-kanya kayo para mag-rehearse nung kanta. Ano yung naging preparation mo for the lip sync?
Sa totoo lang, hindi ako nag-rehearse eh. Ako yung natira sa table, lahat sila na-wash out.
Ganon.
Nagiinom pa ako. Kasi confident talaga ako na hindi ako mabobottom. As in talaga, confident ako na hindi ako mabobottom. Pero yung critics kasi sa lahat, feeling ko talaga walang bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So ang ginawa ko, nag-enjoy na lang ako that night. Nag-inom na lang ako na nag-inom as in. Halos maubos ko ngayong kalahati yung vodka na natira dun eh. Oo, tapos bigla may sumitsit na lang sa akin na, Bernie, mag-rehearse ka. Sabi ko talaga, kabisado ko na yan eh. Sabi kong ganon, kabisado ko na yan. Kasi actually ginagawa ko naman talaga yung A Little Kiss, A Little Hug ni Bernie Barga. Pag nag-OPM kami. Kaya alam ko na siya.
Bongga, bongga. So, ngayon, I think medyo pinagkakaguluhan na rin ng mga International Drag Race accounts yung first 5 seconds of the lip sync.
Correct. Yung ang gandang galaw ng camera.
Oo, kahit ako nagulat ako doon.
Hindi pinakawalan. Medyo shinare mo to sa viewing party namin, pero siguro kwento mo lang ulit. In that moment, alam mo na bang papunta sa'yo yung camera, huhulihin mo na lang?
Oo, paano yung naging landi mo?
Correct.
Actually, sa totoo lang, napansin ko kasi yung camera, bigla siyang umangat. So, hinabol ko siya. So, ang ginawa ko, kasi ang technique ko kasi lagi, yung camera, siya yung ginagawa kong audience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ganon ginagawa ko. Masyado ako camera loving. Masyado kong love na love yung camera. Mahilig ako makipaglaro sa camera. As in. Sabi ko, yung nakita kong paangat yung camera, sabi ko, ay puta, pagkakataong ko to. Sabi kong ganun. Sabi ko, magandang shot. As in talaga, magandang shot. Kasi yung hinabol ko yung camera sa kabila, pabalik na pala kay OB. May isa pa akong target eh. hindi na natugma.
Pero yan, nakakatuwa kasi talagang grabe yung reaction ng viewing party audience no, nandun ka. As in, sa start pa lang, tipong sasabog na sa kilig at kabaklaan yung mga bakla dahil sa paglandi mo sa camera. Lahat yung fantasy natin na ginagawa natin kapag walang nanonood. And then finally, ginawa mo for everyone.
Diba, kahit sino naman, fantasy nyo, lalo na pag nasa salamin kayo, diba? Ang sarap kaya maganda-gandahan sa harap ng camera at maganda-gandahan sa harap ng salamin. Yun lang yun, as in.
So ayun na nga, nakita na po natin kung gaano ka lip sync ready at any time si Bernie. So at this point, because of that lip sync, nanalo ka na ng pangalawa mong Ru badge. Ano yung feeling mo in the competition? Ano sa tingin mo yung parang pwede maging possible outcome ngayong top 6 pa rin kayo?
Alam mo, masyadong mahigpit ang competition ngayong top 6, itong top 6 na to. pahigpit siya ng pahigpit. Nararamdaman ko siya. Kasi walang nalaglag. For sure, kailangan next week may malaglag.
Correct.
Diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, kailangan huwag maging kampante.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, mag-enjoy. Yun yung importante. I-enjoy mo. Huwag ka ma-stress. Kasi pag na-stress ka, dyan ka atakihin ng anxiety mo, dyan ka atakihin ng pagkawala mo sa competition. Yan yung pinaka-ano mo. Kailangan mo lang i-enjoy yung ano yung competition.
Okay. Eh, sobrang iba-iba rin yung strengths ng top 6 na to, kaya rin parang ang...
Sobra.
So, magkakaiba siya eh. Wala kang pwedeng i-compare talaga. Iba-iba yung strengths niya, iba-iba yung weaknesses niyo. So, I think, agree naman ako dyan. So, eto na, patapos na tayo. Patapos na ang Drag Race Philippines Season 2. 2 days from now, episode 8 na. Diba?
Afternoon, dalawa na lang.
Dalawa na lang. So, I'm sure, palaki ng palaki yung Instagram following mo. Dumadami lang ang fans mo. For, you know, a veteran like you na... Madalas alam lang ng tao na nasa O-bar lagi. But now, yes. Ang dami mong nakikilalang bago. Ano yung mga magagandang moments mo with the fans? Ano mga nare-realize mo lately about yourself? And siguro, your drag career.
Alam niyo ba, sa tagal-tagal ng panahon, sa tagal-tagal ko sa industriya, yung followers ko dahil sa Instagram is 400 lang. 400 plus lang. Tapos nang sumali ako sa Drag Race, grabe, sabi ko, ang dami pala nagmamahal sa akin. Kailangan ko lang talagang lumabas. Sabi kong ganon. Sabi ko, tsaka nagugulat ako sa mga fans na bigla na lang na pag nag-post ka sa My Day, magulat na sa likod mo. Sabi niya, Diday, pwede magpa-picture. Sabi ko, oh my God, may mga ganito pala. Sabi ko, nakakataba ng puso. Sabi ko, grabe kayo. Tapos may nagbibigay ng mga something, may nagbibigay ng ganito, papadala sa'yo. Sabi ko, grabe, over na to. Parang, pwede na ako mawala.
Huwag naman.
Huwag muna. Maaga pa.
Ina-experience ko na siya. Tawag dito, ina-experience ko na isa sa mga goal ko. Sabi ko, ganun. Hindi ko naman maging gustong maging famous. Kasi, hindi man ako fame whore. As in, sabi ko, tanggap ko nga dati kung ano lang yung mga followers ko. Kasi yung mga nakakilala sa akin, yung mga taga-over lang eh. Pero ngayon, sobra-sobra na pati yung mga taga-ibang bansa, nagme-message sa akin, nagko-comment sa akin na galingan mo pa, ayusin mo pa, iba ikaw yung ano namin, ikaw yung bias namin. Sabi ko, grabe, pati na ibang bansa, nakikilala na ako. Sabi ko, ganun, dati O-bar lang.
Kaya nga, hindi ka pa pwedeng pumanaw kasi magda-dragcon ka pa for sure.
Magda-dragcon ka pa. Saka, grabe nga yung sinusunod kong isang international drag account, yung BFE Drag, na mga track records. Merong clip mo ang tawag talaga sa'yo, Mother Bernie. Mother okay. Bernie ang talaga nila, ang tawag nila.
Tapos, may nag-send sa akin ng may tricycle, maingay.
May nag-send sa'yo ng tricycle, tsara.
Oo. Tapos, may nag-send sa akin ng isang video ng ano review na yung dati ba yun? Dati? Uh-huh. Sa ibang bansa. Mm-hmm. Grabe, gumawa pa sila ng mug ng Mada! Puta, ano to? Cute. Yun ang tawag nila sa akin. Mother, sabi ko, hala. Tapos lalabas ako, tinataas nila yung mag. Simula episode 2 hanggang ngayong episode, yun yung ginagawa nila sa akin.
I love it. Well,
sabi ko, iba yung approach nila sa akin. Sabi ko, hala, alam mo, naiyakan ko na yun. Naiyak ako doon sa ano sila sa episode nila na yung sa may The Shoes and sa may... sa alien na sinabi nila sa akin na dapat double win. Sabi ko, parang okay lang naman sa akin na manalo yung kasama ko kasi deserve naman talaga niya. Sabi ko ganun. Pero yung pinagtatanggol talaga nila, yung pinagtatanggol nila ako na
diba?
Dapat akin yung badge. Sabi ko, ala, grabe. Sabi ko, okay na to. Sabi ko, ganun. Sabi ko, ang sobrang ano na, pasabog na yung puso ko, mawawala na siya, puputok na. Grabe.
Pero, deserve na deserve mo yan, and we can't wait to see it all unfold and malaman yung buong kwento ni Diday for Drag Race Philippines Season 2 dahil patapos na tayo.
Oo, nakaka-excite. Malapit na, guys. Ilang episode na lang.
Ayun na nga, fresh off of your second Ru badge, anong dapat nilang abangan sa natitirang episodes kay Bernie Diday?
Ayan, guys. Panoorin nyo next week ang episode. Itong this coming Wednesday, panoorin nyo tong episode na to. The sobrang ganda. As in, sobrang ganda. Dito natin masasabi ang tunay na Drag Race Philippines.
Ganon!
Promise.
Correct!
Totoo! Dito natin makikita, kahit kanina mo itapat, di ko naman sinabi ha, sabihin ko talaga, kahit kanina itapat na franchise ang Lip Sync Battle ngayon, ay, ewan ko na lang.
Ay!
Totoo.
Yun na lang.
Kahit kanina nyo itapat dahil sobrang ganda talaga ng episode na to.
Ayun na lang ang hit.
From the mini challenge to maxi challenge to runway hanggang lip sync battle, guys, tapusin nyo, tsaka hanggang antak, panoorin
oh nyo. Oh my God!
Sobrang ganda. As in.
At hanggang doon na lang po ang pwede naming sabihin bago kami ipawang-wang ng principal's office.
Maraming salamat, Diday. We'll see you soon.
Yes, and, thank you so much.
Congratulations salamat sa lahat. Po. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love you all. Baka naman!